professional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They are now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now your money is just about worthless. And the Fed will keep printing more and more money. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By buying gold before your cash is worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? Well, by buying 1 gram at a time. This is so important, because gold is the future. For as little as $65 or 50 euros, you can trade in your almost worthless cash for something real, something you can hold. Carrot bars. Which keeps its value and can be stored securely and is easily accessible, just like a savings account. But an account backed by your gold. Carrot Bars International, a savings account you can count on.
Carrot Bars, the affordable, portable, and storable secure gold currency. For more information about Carrot Bars and how to acquire Carrot Bars gold 1 gram at a time, look for the banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the program, folks. You are listening to the American Freedom Party Report live. I'm your host, James Kelso, every Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We're so glad to have you here again this week, and we look forward to seeing you every week. Our guest last week was the historian Thomas Goodrich, and I have in my hands a copy of the book he sent to me right after the show, Hellstorm, and the Death of Nazi Germany from 1944 to 1947, assigned by Thomas Goodrich, and I have not yet finished the book, but it is a magnificent printing with excellent illustrations, and what I have read so far is riveting, so I look forward to, first of all, thank you, Mr. Goodrich, if you're listening to the program. He mentioned that he did listen to this show. Thank you so much, and I got the enclosure that you included. Thank you very much for that. But we'll be talking much more about this book, Hellstorm. And in fact, I just noticed on one of my favorite websites of all, theoccidentalobserver.net, that my good friend Nelson Rossett has just, on the Occidental Observer, reviewed Hellstorm. So the we'll be looking at my friend Nelson Rossett's review sometime in today's program. But we've got a lot to cover before then. We begin with one of my favorite people, Paul Fromm, the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, who is joining us live from Pulaski, Tennessee, where he is attending and speaking at the European American Heritage Festival. Paul, thank you so much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure, James.
I'm really eager. I spoke with you on the phone just a bit ago, and I got the one line summary that the weather was good and the attendance was good, which is great to hear about the European American Heritage Festival there in Pulaski, Tennessee. And also, I'm eager to hear from you, Paul, about the events that transpired in Budapest, Hungary, on October 4th, and the day before and the day following. At the Future of Europe conference that you attended, and I want to apologize here on the air, let folks know Paul Fromm, folks, had made himself available that night in Budapest and could have reported live to us here on the air had I paid a little bit more attention and been aware that Paul was ready to report right there live from Budapest. So I apologize, Paul, that I missed your cues and signals.
Well, James, first of all, about the European American Heritage Festival, this is the 29th year that it's being held here in Pulaski. It's a beautiful, old, small southern city. Has a beautiful courthouse in Courthouse Square, and that's where the festival is held. And we have a number of booths. People can set up booths with crafts. The Nationalist Times has a table. The political cesspool sponsor has a table. Another one of our sponsors is the American Free Press and the Barnes Review, and a number of other organizations and groups, Tom Sunick, for instance. And any of the sponsors is given a booth, a table, and there's really good fellowship. And the theme is celebrating our European-American heritage, the heritage of the founding separate people of the United States and Canada as well, is European. That is our heritage. It's not multicultural. It's not diversity as it's come to being described. It's European. The language, the laws, the traditions, the religion, all European. And that's what we're fighting for. That's our heritage. We're not interchangeable, bits of human protoplasm. Color doesn't matter. Race doesn't matter. Ethnicity doesn't matter. That's both the communist approach and the approach of big capitalism. Oh, well, it's interesting that the far left, as cultural Marxists and new multinational business, converge. They both applaud diversity because they don't care. A person is just a unit of production or consumption. That's all they are. Culture means nothing, actually shouldn't mean anything. And that's the exact opposite of
You know, Paul, you raise a very salient point in your last comment concerning the convergence of communism and big capitalism. Imagine, folks, it really is just about impossible to imagine a large corporation being anything other than utterly politically correct. It's almost impossible to imagine. Think of the big companies that you know, and imagine a big company taking a brave stand for European people. It's just to show you how far gone it is, folks. Just the thought that even one company, let alone any significant number of the tens of thousands of large companies on Earth, it's just unimaginable that any one of them would speak as Paul Fromm does about the interests of our people.
Well, it's interesting on a sort of a secondary point that a big executive, and I forget the company, about 6 months ago, a big executive with a major international corporation lost his job. Actually, he's chairman of the board because it had emerged that he had given a donation to the traditionalists in California during the referendum several years ago about same-sex marriage. He supported the traditional view that marriage is a man and a woman. It's not a man and a man, two women, or a man and a dog. It's a man and a woman.
And this was his private personal political contribution,
yes.
And yet that became, yes, grist for the mill of the politically correct corporation.
And he was gone. Now, that's how politically correct and conformist big businesses are, and they are beneath contempt. We've recently had an issue in Canada with one of our anti-abortion and anti-same-sex marriage activists, fellow by the name of Bill Watkoff. He was charged by the Saskatchewan Human Rights Commission for discrimination because he handed out traditional Christian leaflets proclaiming, you know, the wrong of the so-called gay agenda. And that went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he got absolutely nuked a year ago. Supreme Court said freedom of speech does not expire. You can't cover yourself with political speech, or it's your sincerely held religious belief, or even, but it's the fact, if it's likely to expose a vulnerable minority, in this case, homosexuals, to hatred or contempt, you can be punished and fined. Just a colossal defeat.
We'll come back to this this lack of free speech around the world right after this break, folks. Our guest is Paul Fromm.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
We're back, folks. You're tuned into the American Freedom Party Report, and I need to stop talking and start listening to Paul Fromm, because he's bringing hot news from Pulaski, Tennessee, and also still hot news from Budapest, Hungary. Paul, I'm so sorry that we have so little time, and of course, Paul right now is participating in the events in Pulaski, and Paul, tell me the short summary of how things have gone. Who's there? How's it going in Pulaski at the European American Heritage Festival?
Well, it's gone very well. Among our speakers are Pastor Tom Robb, who founded the European American Heritage Festival, and Rachel Pendergraft, who is the deputy leader of the Christian Revival Center, and I'm going to be talking tonight, and it's been very, very successful. And the parade of European flags that we had down the main street of Pulaski in a rectangle coming from the courthouse down a few blocks and back. At one point, our parade stretched two city blocks. A display of the flags of Europe, and of course, country or ethnic groups like Wales and so on. Plenty of Confederate flags. It was really always an inspiring event. You asked, before the break, I was talking about the problems being had by this activist in Canada. Bill Watkoff wanted to have a meeting on Christian values in the modern world. And he had lined up three speakers: an American, Peter LaBarbera, who runs a traditionalist anti-gay agenda group in the States; a Father Stefaniak, who is a traditionalist Ukrainian Catholic priest; and a woman named Takata, who had been lesbian and transgendered and so on, and her life was completely messed up and miserable, and she found God and has returned to a more traditional approach. Anyway, it sounded like entirely solid traditionalist content, and they secured a meeting room of all places at a funeral home. They tried to put an ad in the only daily newspaper there, the Regina Leader Post, and the Post turned them down, which meant basically they couldn't publicly advertise the event. So the ever resourceful Mr. Watkoff printed up 5,000 leaflets and went door to door. And if you've never gone election campaigning, you have no idea how demanding that is. It's one thing to blitz an apartment, another thing to go door to door in a residential area, up the driveway, down the driveway, up the driveway. You've done that a couple times, you've only given out two or three leaflets. Anyway, he distributed all 5,000 of them and then got the call. The funeral home had been called by the newspaper, and they said, what was your reaction? Are you comfortable with protests? Now, the newspaper that wouldn't even sell him advertising calls up to make mischief. Well, the funeral home, although apparently they're traditionalist Catholics, they gave the venue canceled. So, the newspaper briefly reported that. And in the meantime, he lined up a Delta hotel. They immediately canceled. So then he went to a Ukrainian Catholic church, and they since canceled. So although Canada might proclaim itself being, in a general sense, in favor of free speech, and just as long as you don't say anything controversial, in point of fact, a traditionalist Christian meeting cannot advertise in the local paper and cannot find a venue.
Well, Paul, now you've put the spotlight on a key problem we have, and I'm going to ask you in a brief time here to highlight the same phenomenon that occurred in Budapest, Hungary on October 4th, when instead of simply a private enterprise like a newspaper or a funeral home shutting something down, even more ominously, it was the Hungarian government that shut down a very high-class event scheduled by the National Policy Institute, NPI, called The Future of Europe, at which Tom Sunak and Jared Taylor did very courageously manage to speak. And folks like Mark Weber, who will be our guest in the second half of this hour, folks. Mark Weber will be on with us, so stay tuned for that. Paul Fromm's good friend. Paul speaks often at Mark Weber's events. And let me say also, Paul Fromm speaks regularly at the European American Heritage Festival, which is an annual event. So if you missed it this year, Paul's going to speak tonight in Pulaski, Tennessee. Count on going next year to the European American Heritage Festival, which you can Google that, European American Heritage Festival, and you'll get right to the website. So, Paul, if you could connect these things together, you had this, Tom Robb, Pastor Tom Robb, has had very, very good success at organizing events and not being stopped and not being derailed. So he has shown some mastery in how to put together an event to avoid, you know, to avoid being shut down. And so many people should study what Pastor Rob does and learn from his pioneering work. What happened in Budapest? You were there. Can you give us... Yes?
Well, in Budapest, ironically, the conference was called The Future of Europe. Well, I've got to say, if what happened in Budapest is the future world of the world, then, is the future of Europe, we're going to look at the repressive politically correct states. This was an eminently respectable sort of gathering with the quality people like Jared Taylor is organized by the National Policy Institute, it has invited men like Alexander Dugin, who was a key advisor to President Putin, and he was a very, very, very traditionalist Russian. And I think some very, very interesting ideas might have come out, but he was denied a visa. A prominent French speaker was actually told by the French police on behalf of the Hungarian police that he would be arrested if he showed up in Hungary because he was known as a notorious racial activist. This is outrageously illegal because both France and Hungary are what are called signatories to the Schengen Agreement, which means that citizens of one country can freely move to the other country. They can move. They can actually take up residence. They don't need to have a visa or anything. So this was outrageously illegal.
Now, Paul, let me apologize for cutting in, but give folks, because I know the bottom line here of having heard from you and from Tom Sunik, who was there and who spoke, and having heard from Mark Weber, please let people know, we need to encourage our activists in the movement, let them know that this event actually was a resounding success, and that all of that oppression from the former communists who now head the Hungarian government, who are acting like communists, those people, it backfired on them. And so a great deal of publicity for our cause went throughout Europe and around the world. Do you agree with my assessment?
Well, yes. Although Bill Regnery, who's the leading light and founder of the National Policy Institute, was arrested and deported as soon as he got to Budapest. And although Richard Spencer, the organizer, was arrested a couple of days after arriving in Budapest and deported and banned from the Schengen countries for 3 years, nonetheless, Jared Taylor and several others pulled together a meeting. Our venue was being canceled. Our chief Hungarian allies...
Paul, I apologize for... We're coming up on a break, so I apologize for interrupting you. Could you hang on just for a couple minutes of the break, and we'll have a chance to say goodbye and summarize your observations right after the break.
Okay.
Yet the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or US, for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into the American Freedom Party Report. And you know, I've neglected to give our website address. We are at theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's our website. I hope you'll go there. Interesting reading. You'll be reading material from folks like Paul Fromm and Tom Sunick and Kevin McDonald, Adrian Krieg, directors all, and Paul Fromm, a Canadian, however, is our international advisor. And I hope you'll be enthusiastic about what we're doing, enough so to want to join the American Freedom Party. It's only $25 a year to become a member. Paul Fromm is with us, and we're going to have to say goodbye to him because he is going to be speaking tonight at the European American Heritage Festival. We had all too brief an opportunity to get an update from Paul, who was there in Budapest making history, who is there now in Pulaski. And so it's wonderful, Paul. And I thank you so much for making yourself available, even though I failed to make the connection on October 4th when you told me you were willing to stay up till 3 a.m. to report live on the radio. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me, and anybody who'd like to contact me can reach me at paul@paulfromm.com. That's my email, paul@paulfromm.com.
And regular listeners to this show, I want you to write that down as I use my mouse pad to take important phone numbers down. Paul at Paul Fromm, and that's Fromm with two M's, paul@paulfromm.com. Paul has two great newsletters that I receive here. You want to receive those newsletters. They talk about Paul's motto. They address it, which is that we have... Paul, you say it. You say it better than I do about what we have too much of.
My two issues are free speech and immigration, not enough free speech and too much immigration.
That's a wonderful formulation. Thank you so much for being with us. I have a great time tonight with the Patriots there in Pulaski. We'll hope to see you again soon. And your good friend Mark Weber is on the line, and we'll bring him on here in just a moment. So thank you so much, Paul.
Give him my best. Thanks a lot, Jamie.
Bye-bye, Paul. And Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, folks. We have the director of the IHR, and I'm going to have Mark Weber tell you a little bit about his organization, the IHR, and how you can, you're going to be fascinated with what he says. You're going to, if you are not already familiar with the IHR, you're going to want to add this website and organization to your favorites, and also get on, become part of the bookstore, because Mark, you are offering, I think, I don't know, you might have the best selection of books out there right now. Tell the folks a little bit about the IHR and the IHR's bookstore.
Well, the Institute for Historical Review has been around for a long time. We try to focus on current events from a historical perspective, and on history from a perspective of its relevance for what's going on today. Now, that's a mouthful, but what it means is we cover a great deal, but we try to look at what's going on in the world from a larger perspective rather than the day-to-day politics that so many people are sometimes caught up in, I think unnecessarily caught up in, whether Sarah Palin or Barack Obama or so forth is going to win this election or that election and so forth, and we try to step back and look at things from a more historical point of view. As you know, Jamie, we have a lot of, you might say, cross-fertilization and cooperation with a lot of people that you know, including, for example, Paul Fromm. Just a few weeks ago, on the 11th or 12th of October, Paul Fromm and I addressed a meeting, an IHR meeting in Northern Virginia, at which he and I each spoke about the dramatic developments and events in Budapest for this identitarian conference that was being organized by the National Policy Institute, and which the Hungarian government banned, although there was a kind of replacement event there. Paul Fromm and I go back a long time, and at the Budapest event, one of the speakers was Tom Sunik, who spoke at an IHR meeting, just coincidentally, a few weeks ago here in Southern California on September 20th. And anyway, there's a lot of collaboration, I think, between people who share a similar worldview and a similar concern about the great issues of our time, including, of course, immigration, the future of America, the future of the world. Now, with regard to the IHR, I strongly urge people to take a look at our website. You'll find a tremendous amount, not only of information stored there, but a lot of focus on events taking place in the world today, which I think people will find really interesting. I think that there's a couple of things about the IHR that are different than many of the other websites. The IHR's perspective is far more international and global than many other websites. And also, as the name implies, there's a lot more tie-in with history and background in many of the things that we discuss. And also, the IHR store website, which is affiliated, of course, with the and linked to the main IHR website, has a tremendous offering of books, booklets, and DVD and CD discs that deal with a lot of issues as well. And I also urge people, if they're interested, to sign up for the IHR email bulletin, which is sent out several times a week, which is a roundup of current events and other items, which I think people will find very interesting. And that's a free service of the IHR. One of the things that, as you know, Jamie, that's unusual is that we are one of the very few organizations in North America, perhaps the only one, that regularly holds meetings and has a facility of our own to hold meetings at. And we tried to take advantage of that by holding meetings every 6 or 8 weeks or so. In fact, we're having one a week from today at which I'll be reporting to people about the events in Budapest and more, a perspective on the trends in Europe and the nationalist identitarian scene there and a lot of the other background about things that are going on in Europe.
Well, the and folks, that website is IHR.org. A really simple one to remember, IHR.org, and that will take you to the great commentary, the running commentary that's there by Director Mark Weber, and also to the bookstore. And the it is remarkable. You know, we're talking, Mark, about this problem that we have of making meetings stick, and you know, getting venues that hold up, and successfully conducting our meetings. And you are one of the really stellar figures in our history in the movement, in holding meetings and making it work. I mean, have you ever tried to do a total of how many meetings you have held, Mark?
Gosh, well, it'd be many dozens, certainly. You know, one of the important things is that for many people, they feel unconnected, they feel isolated, and meetings are a very important thing to keep people connected together. It's important psychologically that we feel solidarity with others, that we know that we're not alone, that we know that our views are not unusual, and to compare and exchange ideas with others helps to reinforce our own understanding and our own dedication, our own level of commitment. You've had a great deal of experience yourself, Jamie, with meetings and groups and so forth, and you understand very well just how important psychologically and organizationally it is to hold meetings. And one of the results has been that the IHR, I think, has become a rallying point, a bastion here in this area, Southern California, for like-minded men and women.
And when you use the word dozens to characterize the number of meetings you've held, Mark, it's got to be in the hundreds. And you go so far back, and you've been indefatigable and constantly holding meetings. It's really extraordinary what you've done. One of the regular attendees, folks, at Mark's meetings over the years has been Dr. Kevin MacDonald, one of the board of directors members of the American Freedom Party. And Dr. MacDonald has addressed very clearly that issue that you described, Mark, about the psychological issue of helping our patriot friends feel that our movement, in fact, is the normal state of affairs, and that we are the normal people, and that our views are the normal and traditional views of our ancestors, and that it's okay to participate in the patriot activities that we participate in. And Dr. MacDonald was a regular attendee, helping to make that point. We've got a break coming up, Mark. Folks, stay tuned for Mark Weber of the Institute for Historical Review.
Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aeron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
We're back. Thank you to all of our regular audience who are tuned in, and to new listeners. We are in a new time slot, relatively new. We're on from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 1 hour earlier than we had been on in many months previous. So that's something to get used to. Some of you check the schedule at republicbroadcasting.org. And you will see that we are on from 6 to 8 p.m. now every Saturday. This is a live show. It's a call-in show. And I actually have a couple people hanging on the lines here. I apologize for making them wait. Mark, would it be okay to take a call from a real admirer of yours? We've got Bubba Scout, and we've also got George in Baltimore. I'm going to start with George in Baltimore. Are you there, George?
George is here. Read you 5x5, James.
Well, I'll turn you over to Mark Weber.
Yes, sir, Mr. Weber. First, congratulations on the IHR.org webpage. It is superb. And a topic of, if you're willing to come back frequently on this show, and I hope you do, I love the exposure that you've given to Pearl Harbor. There's several books in your store about it, and I've read the Morgan Stern classic about it, and Nothing I was taught in public school in the 60s or 70s or even in college came close to explaining that, yeah, there was some serious treachery going on our side by our leaders. And, they, you know, deliberately kept people in the dark in the military and so on. So on that topic, which kind of reminds me of 9-1-1, if you come back sometime and have time, I'd love you to expound on some of the details.
Yeah, thank you. You're raising, I think, a very important point, and that is one that I think many Americans don't realize, is that deceit by the U.S. government to get this country involved in war did not start with George W. Bush, did not start with Barack Obama. It didn't even start with Lyndon Johnson in Vietnam. That President Franklin Roosevelt was engaged in a deceitful, illegal campaign to try to get the United States involved in World War II against the wishes of the American people. He broke the law. He repeatedly lied to the public. He broke the Constitution, of course. And it's very important to understand that this pattern of deceit, this contempt for the interests, long-term interests of the American people and the American public opinion, includes what is widely regarded as the so-called good war, World War II. And I think, as you point out, we try to highlight that because the problem is much more deep-rooted, and I think many Americans are willing or able to understand and appreciate.
Excellent answer. Before I turn you over to even more callers, got a great show going tonight, James. I heard a way that the Nationalist Times guy described it is that we're all taught in America, we don't study World War II, we worship it. And I find that the more I study it, the more I find what I was taught in schools by, standard historians was a bunch of BS.
Well, what Mark Weber addresses, pardon me for stepping in for just a second, Mark, that what Mark Weber and the Institute for Historical Review address is the great conundrum posed by George Orwell, which is that if a small group of people, power-hungry people, seize control of the media and the means of communication, if they control the present, they can thereby control the past and the future by rewriting history and propagandizing people so that they actually get a population to willingly walk into slavery because they're unaware of their own past and of their own present and the future that awaits them. But so things like the Institute for Historical Review, which are far too few and far between, are the remedy, the antidote for the what George Orwell predicted in 1984. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, very, very right. Yeah, it's kind of an alternative understanding of American history. You know, many people who don't share our views, perhaps on many issues, but are very concerned about the march to war by our political leaders, fail to realize that the most important, largest, and mass scale peace movement in American history was in 1940-41, the America First Committee. And that was an extremely important movement in not only in the history of our country, but it kind of was a watershed in the direction that our nation went in from World War II, because the success of Franklin Roosevelt in pushing America into war and the failure of the America First Committee, the most important spokesman of which was Charles Lindbergh, has important lessons for us today, whether people regard themselves as conservative or liberal or Democrat or Republican. And I know of, we've talked about this many times, Jamie, of your admiration, like mine, for Charles Lindbergh, but to understand that this focus on the willingness, the readiness of our political leaders to lie to the public, to break the laws they swear to uphold, to push America into these wars is a very important issue that should be one that people, no matter what their political inclination might be, should be of concern for all Americans.
And you know, something that you're doing, Mark, and have done for decades now, that's so invaluable, is that in order for people to start to think differently and to wake up and to realize what's going on, they've got to get some information, some accurate information. And that's what your bookstore and the Institute for Historical Review have been doing on all sorts of political issues, historical issues and political issues, but on getting the facts out to people, because without, you know, it's that garbage in, garbage out formulation. If people have garbage information, they're going to come up with garbage conclusions. And the remedy is to get the true story, what really happened, out there. And that you've been doing yeoman work in that vineyard, Mark, for so long. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jamie. And I know, of course, you've been hard work in the vineyards yourself for many, many years, and you and I go back a long time in that regard. That's extremely important. It's not only important what you do and what others who share our dedication, I think, do, but it creates a continuity to new generations and new cohorts, you might say, of listeners and activists. That's very, very important in providing continuity over a longer period of time.
Well, and now, speaking of period of time, you've got a meeting coming up. Have you adequately described that to folks? What would you like to put out there about your upcoming meeting?
Well, the meeting is a week from today, and I'm going to give a report on Budapest, the conference that the Hungarian government canceled, and the meetings that took place besides that. But I'm going to really try to focus not just on the narrow events in Budapest, but the trends in Europe. One of the most striking things that I think that came out of this most recent visit to Europe is that the problems of America and of Europe are very, very similar. The entire West is under assault. The threat to the entire Western world, to Europe and to European Americans, you can put it that way, is a mortal one. We face extinction. There's no other issue more important than this issue. And the Europeans are facing the same relentless forces and the same ideological enemy, you might say, in their continent as we are here in our continent as well. And it's very important to, therefore, strengthen all of the bonds of solidarity, of collaboration, of cooperation between people on both sides of the Atlantic in this regard.
Well, Mark, if you can hang on just for a bit, we'll come back with Mark Weber of the Institute for Historical Review right after this break for just a few more words.
Financial uncertainty.